right. Thank you so much. Representative Mike Dodson joins us here from the 67th District on the phone. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Morning. Always good to be with you.
All right. Well, the legislature just wrapping up, I guess, week number two here of the session in 2022. What's the latest? I know you gave some testimony yesterday in a committee.
Yeah, we had a the sheriff's group came in, and what they would like to do is have a constitutional amendment from the state of Kansas to require each county to, with the exception of Riley County, to have an elected sheriff. My testimony was rather general. I mean, I have a basic opposition to sending down edicts from Kansas, from the state of Kansas, to our counties. I think this is fundamental. We fuss quite a bit about what the federal government does to the state of Kansas and the rest of the states, so I found it rather inconsistent. I told them that, you know, there's each county is so much different from another that they really need to have the ability to decide how to organize. And I also think that it's the best policy to have a law enforcement officer always reporting to someone. So that was the basis of my testimony.
All right. Well, be interesting to watch that one here as that progresses through committee.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll still have to, of course, go through that committee and then see if it comes to the floor.
All right. Is there anything else kind of that you've been working on here this week?
Well, we got a couple of bills done. One I set down on the Gold Star families, which will be establish a memorial on the south side of the Capitol grounds. And Perry Wiggins has been working that really hard. So we've got similar bills for both the Senate and the House on that one. And then KSU has got some properties that they want to dispose of. So that one went down yesterday. And then we've got quite a few that I'll be helping on that have to do with trying to retain more military personnel, and not only retain them, but attract them to the state of Kansas. You know, I might say that we've got kind of three things that are kind of looming over everything else. We've got redistricting, which is going to be a little bit interesting for us, maybe unexpectedly, because we've got my side on 67 picked up 3,000 people from the last census. Representative Sidney Carlson picked up 8,000. That's generally because we've now included the KSU students in the count. And then Ron Hyland picked up about 2,200. So as you look across that spectrum, we're going to have to make some adjustments somehow. And so although many people would expect not much has changed, things have changed a little bit. And then, you know, we've got elections coming up this cycle, so people will be influenced by that. And then we've got the value of them both coming up on the ballot, so you can expect a lot of rhetoric on both sides on that one. So that kind of overarches the other things that we might be doing. I'd say the other thing we've got to work on is the unexpected revenue we have. We have $2 billion at the bank, and but projection for this next year is $1.3 billion. And I just want to make sure that that's spent for investment. You know, if we can fritter it away pretty quickly, we can put it on operational things, and then we will set expectations that we can't satisfy in the out years. So I would just like to make sure we do things like an investment fund and take care of people in the long run. I think that's kind of this idea of the rising tide lifts all boats. So hopefully we can do some work on that, either through that or the SPARK committee.
Hmm. Well, and with regard to redistricting, I've heard some different ideas floated around here with how the first congressional district may look. There's some thought that maybe Topeka would get added to that. Do you anticipate any changes there?
Yeah, I mean, that'll all have to be sorted out. There have been several maps prepared so far, and, you know, each, when you have to make adjustments of this kind, somebody's going to have to be included in there to make the numbers balance. And, you know, with the lesser population being in the both the southeast part of Kansas and on the northwest and west, that already means you have to encompass a lot of territory. So, and you want, generally speaking, the map to look reasonable. So you would like for whatever boundaries you draw to be relatively square. But that still has to be sorted. You know, we just looked at a couple of maps yesterday, and people can pull those down on the website. But, yeah, I mean, I guess between Topeka and Lawrence and somebody of that size to make the all the numbers balance, certainly being looked at right now.
Okay. Again, we're speaking with Representative Mike Dodson here on News Radio KMAN, the legislature wrapping up week number two. I know there's still a lot of concern over COVID-19 and, you know, the availability of testing, and it sounds like there's going to be some changes from the health department, Kansas Department of Health and Environment, how they do some of their operations starting next month. Are we at a point where anything else can really be done here from the legislative perspective?
Well, the bill that we passed yesterday, the House had looked at this bill early in the week, and the Senate passed this, I want to say, at like 4:25 in the afternoon after some debate. And this will provide some additional flexibility to healthcare systems to bring in people that probably heretofore you wouldn't be able to go after. So it might be people who had retired. It might be people who, you know, had let their license lapse. It might be people who are next door neighbors in Missouri or somewhere that now can be brought in to help. And we heard some, you know, you always worry about the next prediction, but one of the things we were trying to figure out is what is the peak? So we kind of know how long to keep these things in duration. And we've talked to the Kansas Hospital Association, the health professionals, and so we thought this was kind of the thing that we could do in the interim to try to help get over this hump, because our hospitals are really strained, as everybody knows. The staffing is really down, and so trying to care for both the people who come in with COVID and those who have other ailments that need to be taken care of, and the hospital's beds are scarce and so on. It's troubling for a lot of people. So we want to make sure that somebody comes in with a heart condition or something akin to that just somehow finds a bed, finds a way to be taken care of.
Yeah, that's certainly important. It sounds kind of similar to what the Kansas State Department of Education did with relaxing its substitute requirements. Maybe kind of a similar thing here.
Yeah, we Christy Williams, who represents Augusta, Kansas, is on the budget committee for education, and she came in, I think it was on Monday, and did a good job of explaining kind of where we were as a result of some of the legislation we passed last year, and that regards kind of the number of hours that our young people have to have, and, you know, what happens if the school has to close, and how we do remote learning. But yeah, I mean, I met with a group of principals, superintendents, teachers, and so on down in Salina some time ago, and, you know, they were very concerned about staffing there. Some teachers are just plain tired, some want to sit out for a while, some are aging, and then the numbers of new teachers being produced is not up to our needs. So I think you heard Eric when he was talking about the number of substitute teachers are required. I mean, we went from an average, I think he said, of 30 up to 90 to 100. So you know, that makes it pretty tough on not only the remaining teachers, but the substitutes to provide proper instruction to the kids.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a real balancing act for the schools right now.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we've got people who are doing three jobs. They're driving school buses and teaching and serving food. You know, I mean, it's on and on and on. So,
yeah. Well, Representative Dustin, I got to run here, but we could certainly talk more stuff here, but we're kind of short on time. Anything you want to just say here in closing?
Well, I just ask everybody, you know, and particularly we think this is going to peak, but we've thought things before that didn't quite turn out. So I just ask everybody to be as safe as they possibly can and watch out for one another. And hopefully we can get through this pretty soon.
All right. Well, you take care and have a nice weekend, sir.
Okay. Thanks very much to you. And say hello to Dave.